A movie that our region has seen several times in different counties is about to play again, this time in Douglas County. The movie is the county withdrawing financial support from the public libraries and the libraries closing. If only it were a movie. But Douglas County is broke, strapped by the loss of its traditional major income source, timber cutting on federal lands in western Oregon. Sales are much slower than a few decades ago, and property taxes can't make up the difference. Let's get an idea where Douglas County stands and where things might go. Robert Leo Heilman is with us. He's a board member of Save Our Libraries. He's with the Douglas County Library Foundation and Friends of the Myrtle Creek Library. Robert, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome.
April Ehrlich is with us as well. She's a reporter for the News Review in Roseburg and occasionally a reporter for JPR as well. April, good to have you on the air.
Yeah, great to be here.
Let's start with you, in fact, April. Give us the run-up to where we stand now and what produced the decision to close and close soon.
Well, earlier last year, the county decided that, well, it made an announcement that it didn't have enough money for the library and that funds were going to run out quickly if there wasn't a funding source. So some folks with the library put a measure on the ballot to pull out money from property taxes to help fund the library, and that was on the ballot this November. Voters turned it down. So now the county is scrambling to find a means of funding its library. Its money is going to run out by the end of the fiscal year. So they made the announcement that all libraries are going to close by April, and they will have to be city-run. So it looks like most of the city libraries are going to be reading rooms in that people can go to the library and read the books, but they cannot check them out. That's because the county went in and took out all of the electronic databases and computers that would typically be used for checking out books.
All right. So you mentioned it's a fiscal year thing, but the fiscal year doesn't end until the end of June. So why April 1st as a decision to close?
That's just when the money runs out. And I think April 1st is when the system can no longer be operational, but there's still going to be some things happening after that date to really close things up.
Have the county commissioners indicated any wiggle room in the closing date, or is it for sure going to be April 1st at all the satellite libraries and a little later for Roseburg, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's a little later for Roseburg, and I don't know why that is. That's just their set date that they, you know, have determined. They had to pull out some money out of the general fund to even keep them open until that day. So it's been, that was the most that they can extend it.
Robert Leo Heilman, let's turn to you. Tell us about the formation of the Save Our Libraries group.
The Save Our Libraries Political Action Committee came about through another committee called the Library Futures Committee of the Douglas County Library Foundation. The Futures Committee came into existence back around 2003 or so. And it was evident at that time that the Secure Rural Schools funds, the so-called safety net money, would dry up. I mean, it was always a temporary thing. The group wanted to put a measure on the ballot back around 2003 or 2004, but was told by one of the county commissioners to hold off on that because it would interfere with effort to increase logging on federal lands. The group again came back with an attempt at putting a measure on in 2011, which failed largely due to support from the county commissioners, and came about again the last, to put this new measure on for the 2016 ballot, which ultimately failed and which was not supported by the county commissioners and was opposed by the Republican Party of Douglas County.
So there are three instances you mentioned in there, Robert, in which you didn't get support from the Douglas County commissioners. Why were they working to in your perception, to essentially deep six an effort to get the libraries funded independently?
You'd have to ask them about that. I believe, frankly, this is a highly conservative county. It voted 68% in favor of Donald Trump, for example. There's a very strong anti-tax sentiment in this county. We have an active Americans for Prosperity group. The Douglas County Republican Party Central Committee is largely indistinguishable from the Tea Party. And that's the way it went. The measure was supported by the Democratic Party of Douglas County, the News Review, our local daily, and by the League of Women Voters, but was opposed by anti-tax groups.
And it was not ultimately close. I mean, the measure failed. Looks like 55% no to 45% yes. Did you think it would be at least closer than that, Robert?
No, I figured that was right about where it should be. We did some polling in August that showed 47% support with a 2.5% margin of error. We had hoped that we'd be able to push it over, but when anti-tax people come into these things, they come in very hard and very late in the game, which makes it extremely difficult to counter the charges that are brought up.
Now, the levy amount that you consider was 44 cents per thousand, so a property worth $200,000 pays 88 bucks a year. Was that just considered too steep, or do you think it was a not going for this at any cost kind of thing?
Well, both of those sentiments were out there, were part of the arguments against it, yes, absolutely. The figure actually is slightly to the low end of average for library support in Oregon here, and would have brought, had it passed, we would have been able to bring the Douglas County library system back to a level at which it was providing the minimal service levels for the people of Douglas County. That went away in 2008 when a long series of budget cuts, annual budget cuts, kicked in and dropped it to where we simply did not meet the state standards for library systems any longer.
How far below those standards would it have taken many more people or many more dollars to get up to a level of that you'd say was minimal, 2008 sort of level?
Well, it would have restored funding to about the 2008 level when you add in extra costs due to it no longer being a county agency. It would generate right around a little less than $4 million a year. And by the time you adjust for inflation and the extra costs of supplying services that are not generally accounted for in the library's budget due to human resources, internet technology, and some of these other things being handled by other departments of the county.
We're talking about the Douglas County libraries here on the Jefferson Exchange, which are largely set to close on April 1st. That is all the branch libraries. The main headquarters in Douglas County would stay open sometime into May, from the indications from Douglas County commissioners. I do want to point out we did invite one of the commissioners on to talk to us about this, and it was tentative for a while. Then he ultimately said, no, we're not going to talk about this at this time. Robert Leo Heilman is our guest. He's a board member of Save Our Libraries. He's also with the Douglas County Library Foundation and Friends of the Myrtle Creek Library. April Ehrlich is a reporter with the News Review in Roseburg and occasionally a reporter for JPR as well, giving us some perspective from a reporter's standpoint. You can join the conversation on the Exchange. Let's talk about libraries and how essential you think or not they are to society. 800-838-3760 to join in by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. April, I have to believe you talked to a fair number of people on both sides. What mood were you hearing from no voters or reasons that you heard for voting no?
That a large portion of Douglas County is low income, and they don't want to put what little they have towards a library. We were hearing a lot of people saying that libraries were out of date. You know, they're old fashioned. Nobody uses them anymore. Nobody really reads books anymore. They read, you know, Kindles. But I think there was some misunderstanding as to what the library provides, in that they do provide electronic books for Kindles, and then they also provide other services. But that's really what we were hearing from them, is that not a lot of people are using the library anymore, so maybe it's something that we just don't need anymore.
Well, I heard this before. I mentioned that we've been through this process before. Jackson County closed its libraries down in the mid-aughts and then reopened them again, first under a reduced schedule and then passed a library district a few years ago. Josephine County libraries closed down and reopened under a nonprofit community funding model that they're still trying to get a district established there as well. I mean, so I heard the argument many times, hey, there's an internet, for example. We don't need libraries anymore. People use Kindles. Robert Heilman, what do you make of that argument?
Well, if you think of libraries as simply a source of information, I could understand that argument. However, that's not how they function. They have a great deal of not just instrumental value, but as intrinsic value as well. There's a lot of information out there on the internet. As Neil Gaiman, the author, pointed out, you can go on the internet and get yourself 100,000 answers, but ask a librarian and you'll get the right one. When you walk into a library, you're in a very safe space. You're in a place where there's nobody there who's trying to run a scam on you, who's trying to get money off of you. They're just there to help you. They serve to as part of the essential glue that holds our communities together. This is a big part of the great shame of shutting them down.
The Douglas County Commissioners announced the closing dates, April 1st for all the branch libraries. The library services otherwise. Let's see, the Douglas County, the main branch actually will have a tentative closure date of May 30th. That's in Roseburg. Was it a surprise, either the timing of the announcement on January 9th or the dates that were chosen, Robert?
No, we saw it coming quite a ways ahead of time. They did look at three different options, one of which would have been to dip into the reserve fund, which the county has, which is currently, I believe, somewhere around $40 million. They could have spent an extra $300,000 or so to extend it out for a few months. We have currently a task force which has been formed and is starting to hold meetings. And with representatives from all the different cities, they're trying to work out some kind of a way to allow whatever libraries are left standing to cooperate with each other and share the collection and these sorts of things. However, that process has just begun, and libraries are shutting down before that work gets done.
So it will happen. You're convinced those libraries will close on April 1st.
Absolutely, yes, absolutely. The Myrtle Creek Public Library will be shut down April 1st, the Douglas County Library System will cease to exist July 1st.
April Ehrlich, the way in which the commissioners announced the decision on January 9th and put out that news release ended up being called into question by the News Review, your paper. Tell us about what happened there.
Yeah, so they had held... They had held a staff meeting with library staff in which the public was not invited, and they told the staff, hey, we're going to close all of the libraries on April 1st. And then they sent out a news release letting the public know that they have decided when the libraries were going to close exactly, and that they were going to have to pull out $300,000 out of the general fund in order to keep them open until April 1st. We called into question... the way they came to that decision and the way that they made the announcement in private and not in a public meeting. Generally, policy decisions are required to be made in a public meeting, required by state law. And so once we got an attorney to kind of confirm our suspicion, then, we presented that to the commissioners, and they said, okay, we'll go ahead and start holding extra work sessions where we will make more decisions in public meetings. So now they hold not just one meeting a week, but three meetings a week, two of which are work sessions. But it's a little bit of a misnomer because they actually make decisions at those meetings. Most of the time, work sessions are just for discussion. So now they hold extra meetings, and they have said that they will start making all of their policy decisions in a public meeting, whether they're, you know, policy decisions or administrative tasks. Whatever decisions they make is going to be made in a public meeting. And they held a work session and made the library decision at that work session. It wasn't heavily advertised. I didn't know about it until after it had already happened, but they did make the decision in a public meeting, which is required by state law.
How have relations been between commissioners and the paper since you brought the lawyer in?
Well, things are... communication is not the best between the News Review and the commissioners, although it is improving. And it's definitely gotten a lot better in recent years. Transparency was an issue with the county for a while. And these current commissioners campaigned on transparency. So when we brought the issue of, hey, you're not making policy decisions in the public, that seems, you know, very not transparent. They quickly fixed that. So we were glad that they fixed that, and we made amends at that point. But we are still trying to make sure that they make all of their policy decisions in a public meeting.
Let's take some calls. We're talking about Douglas County Libraries with April Ehrlich from the News Review and Robert Leo Heilman from the Save Our Libraries group. Here is Jean in Douglas County in Winston. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange.
Yes, hello. Well, I was thinking that somehow we ought to publicize to people who are thinking of moving to Douglas County or businesses that are thinking of coming here that we don't have a library. And maybe then, you know, if that discouraged people and businesses from coming here, then maybe there would be more support for the library.
All right. Thanks for the thoughts, Jean. Appreciate that. So, Robert, how much has been made? I mean, is there any sort of outreach to let people know that, hey, you know, this might be, or flip side of that, that there could be a damage to economic development or growth in Douglas County with the little or no library service?
There clearly will be an economic impact. This has not made the Industrial Development Board's job any easier. This was an argument that was, in fact, was made throughout the campaign and largely ignored, I guess. Apparently it wasn't a strong enough to, one to convince people. We did get a great deal of support from business interests here in Douglas County, particularly from the timber industry, as in the way of campaign funding for the measure and such like stuff. And so it's kind of odd to me, but many of the wealthiest people in this county and many of the strongest industrial people, you know, organizations and such, were very strongly supportive of the library measure, and yet it did not pass.
No, it didn't. And, of course, we're talking about libraries closing on April 1st across most of the county in May in Roseburg. Let's take another call from Tim in Dunsmere, California. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange.
Yeah, hi, Jeffrey. I'm a longtime library supporter here, and we're, of course, in Siskiyou County. And I just briefly wanted to share with you and Mr. Heilman our experience. We had the library budget slashed about 7 years ago. Well, they didn't close the libraries. They almost did. But three supervisors voted to keep a kind of bare-bones operation going in the central library. So what we've done here, we have passed local sales tax measures. So three of our libraries, including Dunsmuir's, now is receiving funds through an added sales tax, you know, in our town.
Just in the town?
Yeah, it's just for the town of Dunsmuir. And the money is also, I should add, going to other, like our local rec and parks district, is getting some of the money as well. It's not just for the library in this case, but our vote was about 60% to 40% in favor a little over a year ago. So I guess my point is that, you know, if you can, it's just a thought, but getting people like in Myrtle Creek specifically to vote for their library as opposed to a countywide vote, you know, might go over better. I don't know. Just a thought, though.
All right. Thanks for that, Tim. Appreciate that. Robert, has that been considered, especially now that we're talking about the that the cities may end up taking a role in the Douglas County libraries?
Well, I can tell you for sure that the Myrtle Creek City Council has absolutely no interest in running a library in this town, period. It's just not going to... They really don't want anything to do with it. They're used to having a countywide system. When you're talking about libraries here in Douglas County, we're talking about 11 different libraries, 10 branches and a headquarters library in Roseburg. So it makes it very difficult. The fellow from Dunsmuir mentioned the sales tax. We have no sales tax here in Oregon.
Yeah, that'd be a different kind of thing.
Smaller, you know, there is the possibility of local levies, which have to be renewed every so often. The goal, really, of the Library Foundation, the Friends of the Libraries, the Save Our Libraries group, is adequate and sustainable library service. And nothing so far in any of the planning that's going on with the task force group, this notion of individual cities trying to run their own things, none of that leads to library service which is adequate or sustainable.
I noticed the Douglas Education Service District was talking about making some inquiries, maybe running the headquarters library in Roseburg itself. Has that been taken seriously? Does that appear to have some traction?
It may. They're talking about sucking up a third of the building for their floor space and providing some limited services to help for that headquarters building by itself.
But it certainly looks like the deadlines are going to be met, that the libraries are going to close in all the outlying branches. Canyonville, Drain, Glendale, Myrtle Creek, Oakland, Reedsport, Riddle, Sutherland, Winston, and Yoncalla. On April 1st, the tentative closing date for the main library in Roseburg, May 30th. And it looks like, from what you're saying, Bob Heilman, if the libraries come back, they're going to be very, very different.
That is correct, yeah. It will be less adequate than they were. And as I said before, we've been below minimum over 8 years.
All right. Well, we'll see what shakes out in terms of coming up with a plan for reopening the libraries once they have closed, which does appear to be a done deal. Robert Leo Heilman's a board member of Save Our Libraries with the Douglas County Library Foundation. Friends of the Myrtle Creek Library, April Ehrlich has been on the line as well, a reporter with the News Review and occasionally with JPR. Thank you both for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thanks for having me.